In 2009, the Chinese government began a 300 million pound clear-up of Kashgar, demolishing mosques, markets, and century-old houses in the Uyghur-dominated old city.
How many people still live around here?
About 200,000, more than half of the population of the Kashgar city are living in the old city.
Right.
It's really packed up.
Is it because it's convenient? And
because they've been living in this town for many, many generations, about 1,000 years. And, you know, they grow up here, they like their home. You know, most of the houses are inherited from their, you know, parents and grandparents. Everybody knows each other in the neighborhood.
Right.
Many Uyghurs are trying hard to resist assimilation with the Han Chinese. And one way they're doing it is through food. One thing us Cantonese don't eat much of is lamb. But in Kashgar, it's both a ceremonial and an everyday meat. And every Kashgari knows there's only one place to buy it. Thousands of people swarm into Kashgar every Sunday for the livestock market. It's a disorientated cacophony of animals, car horns, and bartering traders. Today is particularly busy because Nowruz is coming up, an ancient Persian festival celebrated by the Uyghurs, which marks the coming of spring. And lamb is as essential to that as turkey is to a British Christmas.
With the market so busy, we're relieved to have Muhammad's friend Wahab to show us around.